Narrated Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with them. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, while three persons were traveling, they were overtaken by rain and they took shelter in a cave in a mountain. A big rock fell from the mountain over the mouth of the cave and blocked it. They said to each other, think of such good, righteous deeds which you did for Allah's sake only, and invoke Allah by giving reference to those deeds so that Allah may relieve you from your difficulty. One of them said, O Allah, I had my parents who were very old, and I had small children for whose sake I used to work as a shepherd. When I returned to them at night and milked the sheep, I used to start giving the milk to my parents first before giving to my children. One day, I went far away in search of a grazing place for my sheep, and didn't return home until late at night, and found that my parents had slept. I milked my livestock as usual, and brought the milk vessel, and stood at their heads. And I disliked to wake them up from their sleep, and I also disliked to give the milk to my children before my parents, though my children were crying from hunger at my feet. So this state of mine and theirs continued till the day dawned. O Allah, if you considered that I had done that only for seeking your pleasure, then please let there be an opening through which we can see the sky. So Allah made for them an opening through which they could see the sky. Then the second person said, O Allah, I had a cousin whom I loved as much as a passionate man loves a woman. I tried to seduce her, but she refused till I paid her 100 dinar. So I worked hard till I collected 100 dinar and went to her with that. But when I sat in between her legs to have sexual intercourse with her, she said, O Allah's slave, be afraid of Allah. Do not deflower me except legally by marriage contract. So I left her. O Allah, if you considered that I had done that only for seeking your pleasure, then please let the rock move a little to have a wider opening. So Allah shifted that rock to make the opening wider for them. And the last third person said, O Allah, I employed a laborer for wages equal to a faraq, a certain measure of rice. And when he had finished his job, he demanded his wages, but when I presented his due to him, he gave it up and refused to take it. Then I kept on sowing that rice for him several times, till I managed to buy with the price of the yield some cows and their shepherd. Later on, the laborer came to me and said, O Allah's slave, be afraid of Allah, and do not be unjust to me, and give me my due. I said to him, go and take those cows and their shepherd. So he took them and went away. So, O Allah, if you considered that I had done that for seeking your pleasure, then please remove the remaining part of the rock. And so Allah released them from their difficulty, and the rock was removed completely from the mouth of the cave. See Hadith 2215.